Right smack in the middle of the Yomur, they quote a Tosef, and it says on the left-hand side, Shom. And this Tosef is quoted in Menachem Paul Bishon. The Tanya is a Greiser, Hayoim in the Makri, Menachem to Yishalayim. Somebody brought a Kavim Minchai to the Beit HaMikdash, and Yishalayim. So the idea is that he has to say Shach Yomur. That's the easy thing that we discussed before the summer. Who says Shach Yomur? The Balabas who brought the Minchai, or the Kayan who does the Hakrova? Okay, it is a whole discussion. Somebody has to say Bracha Shach Yomur. That's the Zaitik topic. If somebody says Shach Yomur, then the Brisa continues. Okay? The bring is a Kavim Minchai on the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Tzal on the Ochlon. Somebody takes the mincha and they're going to eat it. Who eats the mincha? What do you do with the Kavim mincha? You do mincha normally, you do mincha. It's a mincha of Israel. You do mincha, it has the mincha of Kayan. It's called Tia, so you burn the whole thing. So you're going to burn the whole thing so he's not shot to make a mincha. What are you going to do a mincha to separate the Kavim from the Shirai? Because you burn everything anyway. So there's no mincha. But if it's a mincha of Israel, on the first lady, so you do it to me, so the kindness is kore, the kindness is niktar, you burn it on the fire on the earth, and then the shiari haminfo on the cholim, to zichri kuhune, in the azor. So whoever says Shech Yonah, that's the question. Who's saying Shech Yonah? Whether the Baal haminfo, the Baal of Osu brings the minfo to Shech Yonah, or the kohen is saying Shech Yonah, the kohen haminfo. That was the 2 days in Tosis. But the Tolom, the Yochlom, when he takes it to eat it, who's eating the shiari haminfo? The Kohen makes it burn down in his bed, that's an Amari. But who eats the Shirai Mincha? That for sure is the Kohen. That's the most Pshatim about. That's the only Kohen. Only Zichri Kuhuna in Yazor. The Tomah, the Yachmah, the Kohen is about to eat. The Shirai HaMincha, the leftover, after the Kneet, the Mavarach HaMaisi, the Lechem in Horus. He has to say Abroch HaMaisi. Why does he say HaMaisi? Because it's bread. Didn't Lem is a Mincha bread? How do you bring a Mincha?
You take flour, you mix oil.
How is that flour
made?
He's a baker. Sometimes you have brighter that comment on the Shmaiz, and here's a brighter that's commenting on a brighter, because the first one was only a brighter. Tanya Hayom and Makav Menach is not a Mishnah. Tanya Hayom, we have a brighter that's composed in connection. These are brighter's kabulas, obviously. This is an old brighter, and this is a brighter that was written a generation later, commenting on the first brighter. The Kulam Post is from Kizayi. What do you mean the Kulam Post is from Rashi says? There are different kinds of Menachis in the Chumash. That sometimes you bring a Mincha, Rashi says, a Minchas Machmas or Macheshes, first you have to bake it, fry it, not exactly bake it, first you fry it in a frying pan, machas and machas, there are different kinds of frying pan, one is deeper than the other. So first you have to, it's tigun, it's not exactly like tigun, it's a tigun, first you fry it, and then after you fry it, then you have to do knitza. So how can you do knitza on a big string? So the din is, it says in the Chumash, Pasot or Sotitim, you have to break it into tiny brekalas. How big are these brekalas? So that's the Machlokes of Satanon. So this writer has the sheet, so that's how he talks. And in Kulam, and all of those Menachos, the Minchas Machlas and the Minchas Macheshes, that you first do a tigun, a frying, and then you do this, there have to be places, Pasot or Sotitim, there has to be each tikalas, each tikalas has to be a kizai. And there's another time of Rabbi Shmuel who says, no, mazir on the parchon, you have to grind it up on shemazir on the sofa. You have to grind it back. First you dry it, and then you make it into matzino. And if they can make it into matzino. In the middle of Tzachim, and Dr. Laman Heilsberg, the Gemara there talks about Minchas Machlas, Macheshes. There's a Rashi, he just describes innocent. What do you do with a Machlas and a Macheshes? This is first, you fry it, and then you grind it, and you make it back into flour, and then you do the kalitza. So the Rashi can tell you guys understand. Why does Rashi write like the son of Rabbi Shmuel? We don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. We pass like the first time. The Kuvan posts the son of Zayi, the Rashi. Not sure. So strange Rashi. Why Rashi writes, there's nothing that prompted him. Nothing even more that prompted him to say like that. Nothing that forced him to say. So this is Machlokes HaTanaim. So let's investigate again. We'll leave out the Shachyana. We'll leave out everything else in Machlokes HaTanaim. Why are you saying Hamotzi on this mincha? The Poshub Shah, the mincha had a tigun. The Poshub Shah, we're talking about a mincha's machlas macheshes. That was fried. You have flour and water and oil, and you fried it. And most of it is done. Flour and water and oil, and you fry it. And then you cut it up into pieces that are kazani. So what bracha should you say? So this is a shaila that bothered the Rabbeinu Tam. There's a tesis over here. We're going to have to start from this tesis. The tesis doesn't explain it well over here. They assume everybody knows what they wrote in Sotin. That's why I brought them along and stopped here. This tesis, Lechem Harsi Lekuta. The bottom tesis starts on Lama Zayin and Dave continues for Lama Tesman. That's a very important tesis. In the middle of this tesis, they refer you to our Gemara and Stokim on Daf Lama Zayin. So I'd like to give a little bit of Hadamah. The Gemara and Stokim on Daf Lama Zayin on the day quotes a fascinating passage from the Tosha Chayin Vayikra. You learn our Dinim from the Chumash, not only when the Rabbanu Shalom is writing Dinim, even when he's writing clothes. So it says in the Tosha Chayin, terrible, terrible times that the Jews will suffer for awful, one of the things I left out there. Then it gets worse. But one of the things in the beginning of the Tehru, the awful Ezra Noshim Lach Mechem, the Tanner Ezra. My wife gets when she bakes in the oven, she no. Bakes in the baking. But she has so much cake and cookies and challahs and everything for Yom. She bakes 25 challahs for Yom Tov and for Shabbos and everything. And it will come such a time that they'll have mamish nothing. So 10 women will bake together in one oven at the same time. Each one will have a half a cigar. So they won't have any food to eat. They will all be baking together. So that's a Kuala. The Afu Eta Nashim Lach Mechem Etan Reh. So the Gemara says the way that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, we learn out halachas even from the Klolis. Learning by from the Zidim, from the Brachas, even from the Klolis. Everything. You have a right to learn from everything. So what do you learn here? The only time it has the status of lechem is if it's baked in a tanner. If you don't bake it in a tanner, it does not have the status of lechem. Lugutei mai to the exclusion of water. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosfos there, the main Tosfos really is Lamed Zayin on the base. Quotes the Yerushalmi. And here they quote it a little bit, the same thing. So they quote the Yerushalmi like this. Let's say I make matzah mortar. Matzah is already different because it started off as matzah. Well, you have to and then you ground it up. That's already complicated. Let's take a simple case. I take flour from the store, not matzah mortar. I take plain flour and I mix it with water. I mix it with oil, whatever. And then I cook it in a pot of water. It has a bishul. It doesn't have an affiliate. In an oven, it has a bishul with mashkin. I cook it.
The
bagels are great for you. The bagels, if you watch the way they do it in the bagel shop in Washington, I call the bagels now. So you can see the way they do it in front of your house. So they just put it into burning hot water for a few seconds. When they take it out, it's not edible. It's not yet edible. So what are they putting into burning hot water for? Just to give it a different texture, to give it a different flavor. Because the bagel would have tasted the same as regular bread, almost. Now maybe. They're going to taste the same as regular bread, if not to the fact that they're putting in the water. So that's a different story. They're just putting in the water to give it back their texture. But here we're talking, I put it in water so warm that it becomes edible. That it becomes edible. Bagels are like they were very solid back then who used the same as Amos. on
Bacon.
Yeah,
that's right.
At one time,
he was making
the Bacon. Sometimes, but eventually Bacon let him be hooded, they didn't let him be hooded. They used to complain in the Shabbat Shuvah Drashas, they used to give a Shabbat Shuvah Drashas, not a Tofu, they used to say they do this wrong and they do that wrong in a specific city. They used to complain about it. The Tilos Yadayim, they talk, that they wash until the time they talk until they say the bracha. Then they say the bracha until the time, then they don't say very well. And he says, the mahapach was punk saker. He says, he could didn't have stickers in between until the time and the bracha. The bracha has to be late to the time. After he said the bracha, he said, then it's a leader's chafiris and tachumna and not to talk until you say how much. He said, then doctor, you can say monophilatic answers, yes, no, something like that. That's a chumra, but he could didn't have stickers. And he complained about all these things. One of the things he complains is about the bagels. It's not about them. He complained already last year that they're not washing, they're not saying how they on the bagels, they're saying the bagels. And he says he's thinking of resigning from the Rabbanus because there must be something wrong with me. Why, you don't understand that. I explained it last year, and you're still saying the bagels on the bagels, and he didn't resign. Yeah. Maybe they listen. Maybe they get it. So he complains about specific things, yeah. So the Gemara has a din. We learn out from this passage that it's only called lechem if it's baked in the tanur. La pukei mai. That was if you mix flour and water and then you make it. Flour, water is not edible. Then you make it edible by cooking it, ayde mashke, by cooking it in water or in oil. So then it's only burned in the mizanur. You boil it instead of baking it, so then it's only burned in the mizanur. And what would be if you bake it in a pan on top of the oven, on top of the stove, like frying it, seasoning, let's say, but it's not inside the oven. So that's a machlokes of the FMA shlokes. What's the din of Maitzah Hilchus? Hilchus means you bake it in a pan, a pot, without any mashke. If you have mashke, then everyone is mashke, that it's only burning in the vent. But if you did it without any mashke, then it's a machlokes of the FMA shlokes, but it has a din lechem enough. So Reish Lakish holds that it's also not mashke. The Maitre Hilfe is absurd. Where's the Gemara? That's on Lamed Zayin and Rav. The Gemara starts off like this in Sechir. This happens also with Daf Lamed Zayin. It's from the same God. And Rav and himself and Daf Lamed Zayin, the same topic is discussed in both the sisters. So in Sechir and Daf Lamed Zayin and Rav, the Gemara quotes on Mishnah and Chala. This is important. There is a din of Hafreshah Chala. That's already a Yiddish of me. Now, we're not speaking Yiddish of others. In the Chumash it says, what does it say? So in the Chumash, the word chala means the dough. By us, in the Mishnah, we speak Yiddish, or we speak Mishnaic Yiddish. So I read in the days of the Mishnah, they used to refer to the piece of dough that you take off, the baker takes off. That's called chala. I read the chala Hashem. But in the Chumash, that's not called chala. In the Chumash, that's called chumah. The word chala that appears in the Chumash refers to the dough. He says, because even though in Yiddish, in the Mishnah, in Mishnaic Hebrew, that's the way people speak, the Makish Kala, but he says, bracha, that's supposed to be recited in a biblical Hebrew. That's the Kala of the Mishnah. It doesn't say, Harei the Truma Lashem Ala Kol. Harei the Truma Lashem Ala Kol. Wow. And it says, Hashem Yisham Rishpano, Allah Kashas Tula, not Allah Kashas Tala. You're not Makish Kala. In Yiddish you say Makish Kala, you snake keep. So the Torah says, Yehoya Ba'atolchem in Lechem Ha'orah. The only time you chayv and chala is, if it's Lechem. If it's not Lechem, you're not chayv and chala. So let's say someone is making Vitina or Karina. Someone has a company in Eretz Yisrael and he makes Wheaties. You make something like that. You can make all the weedings you want. That's not called lechem. The Pashto says he's not chayv, not kosher chala. That's not lechem. Lechem has to have a tzitzis and a hammer. That's what Taisus points out there in the stock and on Daf Lamed Zayin. On Lamed Zayin on the day. That's how the tzitzis of Pashto points out. If it doesn't have tzitzis and a hammer, then it's not chayv and chala. If you look in Argin Mora is talking about both demons. We're going to get to all of this. It's going to take a while. Lamed Zayin is based going over to Lamed Ches. Now the Gemara says there's a din of lechem as opposed to non-lechem, which is relevant to Hafrashes Kala, that's in their Raisa, Hafrashes Kala. And it's relevant to din of the Rabbanon also, whether you say Hamotzi Abodim in the Mizrahi, whether you wash until with the Zayin or not. You only have to wash before the Zayin if you're eating lechem. If you're not eating lechem, so you don't have to wash before that. Or Birchas Hamazon as opposed to Halamichya. You only say Birchas Hamazon if you're eating lechem. If you're eating cake or cookies, or you're eating wheaties or kalina or kina, then you only say Halamichya Da'afakala. So these are, some of these are dinim derayt, and some of these are dinim derabbanan. These are dinim lechem as opposed to non-lechem. So the Gemara has certain dinim over here. Let's say you have cookies. So you say bright meat in the bag. The German means that it's not lechem. So then when you make cookies, you don't have to be makish challah. So the Gemara says it's not lechem. When you say cake or cookies, you have to be makish challah. A lot of balls often have a mistake. A lot of the bakers make a mistake. The bakeries make a mistake. They think that Russia's challah is only when you're baking challah. If you're not baking challah, you have to be makish challah. The answer is all wrong. The word challah has nothing to do with anything. The word challah is a... In biblical Hebrew, the word challah means dough. It does mean a challah, and it does mean a challah that you take out. It has nothing to do with anything. The Mishnah cannot be fairish, that you chayven a flush of challah, even on cake and on cookies.
That's right.
A lot of the bakers are only on challah, not even on bread. That's different to work. A bread is also challah. But let us say that on bread, you chayven, even if it's not the Shabbat dikah challah, it's bacha dikah bread. Even on cake and cookies, you're also high. Why? I, but it says, why? Bachor can be lechem, why? I have to be lechem. So the Gemara says, the answer is that it is lechem. That's how the Rabbi used to explain it. And then Chinuch has like this, explains the Baruch, it's based on the Gemara here, based on the Gemara talking. We call, based on the Gemara later, we call cake and cookies parts of the kitchen. What do you mean parts of the kitchen? So the Gemara says that sometimes it's mislemmous and sometimes it's unlikely. If a person is driving and very hungry and so they can't eat a whole box full of cookies, and he does say, he suggests that then he has to wash, he says, so it's a diamond, he says, I'm lazy on the cookies or on the cake, and then he has to bench this if I'm lazy. And if he's only eating it as a snack, then not. The answer is, it is a tzuras apart. There are two tzuras apart. The term appears in the Gemara and the Rishonim, Teresa de Nahama, that's Aramaic, so that's the same thing you say in Hebrew, tzuras apart. So the concept of tzuras apart appears in the Gemara, and it gets in the Zainas versus Hamaitis, and it appears in the Tesis from Tzoch and Lama Zainas Day, and it gets the Chiyat Chala. But it's a theory, because the Gemara says the cookies don't have a Tzuras HaPat, that's why it's burning in the Zainas. And so it says, whatever doesn't have a Tzuras HaPat, they're not Chayim HaChala. But it says in the Tesis that cakes and cookies are not Chayim and HaFrosh of Chala, even though it's burning in the Zainas. So the answer is very simple. The two, obviously, it's not a deep, quick analysis over here. The term Teresa the Nami, Tzuras HaPat, is used with two different connotations. One is, if you have Serena, Lucina, or Wheaties, or something like that, that has no Tzuras HaPat, start it, no Tzuras HaPat, you can eat a ton of it, I'll be cautious. You have five and a flesh of Colin, it's never going to be Hamoisi, and it's not going to be Tzuras HaMoisi, there's no loaf. I have to have a Tzuras HaPat, to have a shame left. Then you have another thing like cookies or cake or things like that, that's called Pasha Bobikis in this part. We call it, okay. Pieces or shall cookies or pieces mamish on there. Pieces mamish on there. We'll have to learn more than others. So the Gemara says the fairies that it is Chayv HaChalva. Cake and cookies and so on is Chayv HaChalva. So either it does have a Tzuras HaChalva. How come he's saying it doesn't? Because it doesn't have a Tzuras HaChalva. What do you mean? He just said it does have, but it does not. The answer is the term Tzuras HaChalva has two different meanings. For the purposes of calling giving a shame lechem, has to be some kind of a loaf. Has to look like it's a body, not the liquidy. It has to be a solid with a shape. You just have wheaties. You just have wheaties. You just have farina with peanuts. But there's no loaf. There's no solid piece over there. So that doesn't have a Tzuras HaChalva at all. It'll never be Hamaitzi, it'll never be Birchat Hamaitzi, it'll never be Chayv HaChalva. If you have cake and cookies, it does have a shape. So there is something there, a solid stick or something. So that we do call part, or we call it part, or both, which is new. So that difference between parts and parts of the food is only on the level of the Rabbon. On the level of the Raisa, parts and parts. Lechem is parts of the century. So when you get the Dinam de Raisa, what's Dinam de Raisa? I brush a scholar. The scholar is that. When you get the Anfeis at night, you have to eat matzah. The matzah is referred to by the Torah as Lechem on it. We'll have to get to all this. We're going to go slowly.
We have to be in the bar very slowly.
Little by little. We have to go to the Gemara with the Mishan. Okay. That's why I want to give the Hagdamah exactly this is good. So the Rashi points out over here, the dinim that depend on lechem in Atar, dinim that depend on lechem in Atar, the dinim that are in Atar are Hapel Shiz Chal, right off of the Gemara. So when you get to the din the rice, all you need to should have a Surat al-Lechem, Surat al-Kar, should be a loaf, it should be a shape. Should look like something, to the exclusion of wheat. So once it has a shape, then it's called lechem. I don't care whether it's cock or a cock above the kitchen, it doesn't make a difference. It's called lechem. So that's kai and salo, and that's good for lechem only. Rashi points out of here, the Torah said you have to have, matzah has to be called lechem. Chometz does not have to be lechem. Let's say Bava schnapps is chometz, and beer is chometz, and you have things that have chometzic ingredients in them. Alcohol over there with chometzic ingredients. So that doesn't have to have a shame lechem. Let's say you have breadcrumbs on top of the chicken. So you don't say hamoitzi on it. You say shahakal and it's a supple. You're going to say, oops, since you don't say hamoitzi and it's not lechem, so it's not chometz. No, chometz there's no dinner to be lechem. Chometz has not done lechem, but matzah, in order to be ancient, they have it's matzah. The chometz says, you should eat lechem loinim. That's what Rashi points out on the Gemara here we're going to learn. If I'm on the Zion, the place is going to have to eat it slowly. Chilik be matzah and chometz. If you ate it, the chometz matzah, they have to have a shame lechem. If it be chayv korek, the Torah, the chometz, they don't have to have a shame lechem. That's a shame chometz. Chometz doesn't have to be lechem. So the negate to these two dinim deraita of chala, I say dinim deraita. Chala in America is only the Rabbana. The Gemara says Chalav is Manazah and Eretz Yisrael is also on the Midr Rabbonim. So in the beginning of the Bayi Sheni, there never was a Biyat Kulchan. In the Kulchan's Bayi Yishayim, there was a Biyat Kulchan, the baby Yeshua of the moon. Everybody came and said, oh, well, the name said, we're doing it, they live there. Hardly anybody was living in the Chutzlar. In the beginning of Bayi Sheni, the Gemara says, hardly anybody showed up. So the Gemara says, you still be Zav Kofei, Yomin Allah, said, Chalav is Manazah, is only the Rabbonim. Even though it's a Shiloh, it's love, Al Tantananda, but Chalav is Manazah, is only the Rabbonim. Bismanazah means, I think it is Man Bayi Sheni. Chalav is only the Rabbonim. But I mean, the Chal in America, Chal in America, Israel, because the people are born to in the right to take there exists a din, there exists a din Chal on the level of Eretz. So the din are not the same. It depends on Lechem. So that's one din, the right to depend on Lechem. And then Mitzvah not to depend on Lechem. Then you have the din, the Rabbonim. You have a din, the right to Dichas HaMogim, depends on Lechem. It says, Eretz HaShoreh Mitzvah, the Chal Bar Lechem, the Chal Bar Lechem, the Chal Bar Lechem, the Chal Bar Lechem, so the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, they write as long as you have lechem. But that's a machlek is whether Mayesha, let's say you have grapes, so you have olives, that's a machlek, you had a lot of grapes. You were hungry, you ate a lot of grapes today, 3. You just had 2-3 grapes. So that if you would have just a little bit of bread, you wouldn't have to bench for Natari, you didn't have grapes yet. Let's say a person was starving, and then he ate a whole meal full of Shiras HaMinus. So that's the machlok is whether Mayen Sholish is the right of the Rabbanim. Because you still don't have to bench with Hamazim. Unless you have to bench with Hamazim. So let's say if a person eats bread or a person has cake. So on the level of their right, it's all the same thing. They're all lechem. This is possible too. So in Atari, you really have to bench on both. So why do we distinguish and we say if you eat cake, you only have to say on a mikya. And if he eats bread, he has to say, because I'm Muslim, why do you say, this is Tati, this is Tati about the Kisman. We call distinction between Tati. And Tati about the Kisman, the Tati with the Shem Lavai, has a Tati sub 1, has a subcategory of Tati, Tati about the Kisman. It's Tati that sees normally as a Nash. That whole Chinuch is only on the level of the Rabbanim, and again, to the Sibu Sadan, he's only the Rabbanim, and again, to Hamaiti, versus the very minimum of the time of the Rabbanim. But don't you find that it's relevant on the level of the right to the gate to be on the versus on the Lisa? So the Rishayim say no. These Rishayim explain that in Atara, you get to be on the right to even if you say on the Lisa. There's no need to be sized to be distinct from it. There's no shadow of that to it. But that's what these Rishayim say. That when I tell you to eat the Birchas HaMazon right on bread, not if you ate a whole loaf of bread, today you will be eating when I tell you to say on this. So the whole requirement to recite 3 brachas as opposed to 1 bracha that this is only the Rabbanim. But this is also in the Rabbanim, just like yes, the Tzilas HaZayin versus no Tzilas HaZayin, Mahamotzi versus Berenin Muzenis is initially the Rabbanim, so Birchas HaMazon versus Alam Yisra is also only the Rabbanim. The Hamadim versus nothing during the fast is already shouted their answer. If you eat a whole bread, a whole loaf of bread, you're not yesterday by saying during the fast. You have to say, or it's before, or they come in with some money. You have to mention a few things.
from the Nateret, one would be Yaitseh, the Gesh HaMazin, the Yaitseh, he says Alam Yisrael. So the whole distinction between Alam Yisrael versus Gesh HaMazin is only the Rabbanim.
But when you get to Gimim the Rabbanim, we have this additional category, Pas versus Pas above the Kisim. So then the Gemara says, oh, that depends whether it has a Surah Tafas, it doesn't have Surah Tafas. That term Surah Tafas, that doesn't mean a Salat, a Loaf, a Shaykh, or whatever, that means a different Surah Tafas. Does it look like something that's normally eaten the Kriyas to fill you up? Or does it look like something that eats just as a Nash? And then the Gemara has it in, that even if it's only cookies, and even if it's only Nash, but if you are Kaver, you got it. You sat down and ate a whole loaf of pie. Oh, back to cooking. He said, you're convinced, even though the thing is only part of the kitchen. So then it becomes how much you listen to Allah, and you're dying, and you're not talking about it. You can eat tons of wheaties and you never have to wash and you never have to make. There's no Surah Tafas. Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's no loaf at all. It depends how small. If it's going to be very small, so I don't have any what? I'm not sure. I don't know. You have to figure out what's considered Surah Tafas. Now somebody told me just on Chalamot, someone tells me that there's some Tanachachim here in Long Beach, I think it's called, I don't know, Farakaway, who sent a box of readings to Rabbi Yashu, and he asked him, if you're Kaveh Suda, what do you say, how much? And he said, yes. I find it hard to believe, all the people who told me this, who spoke about this, I find it hard to believe that Rabbi Yashu said, that on readings, if you're Kaveh Suda, yeah, it's hard to say to me that readings is not much more to me than that. But if I have a company and I manufacture it, it has to be Makish Kalo. It has to be Makish Kalo. It's not a loaf at all. There's not much milk to eat it in the hammer. Just like we see in Selena. The Pashtus is a dozen, doesn't have any Surah Tafas. If you have very tiny cookies, then I can have the ocean. I don't know. You have to figure out how small or how big. That's the tear up for you. That's the shape has to be. I don't know.
The effect originally from the hotel state, and they cut them up for the cookies.
Maybe that's what happens. We gotta find out. We're gonna have to get to that. That we have to get. So let's see again. So we want to know what the definition of lachem. First, on the level of their eyes, what's the definition of lachem? The first rule has to be from the Hamashis Minin Deva. If you're going to use something other than wheat, barley, oats, rice, salt, the Hamashis Minin Deva, then it doesn't have to be in lechem. How do you know that that's so? How do you know that that's so? Because there's a passage that says that matzah is called lechemayni, and it says, lo tachal ala kham yishivat yam and tachal ala matzah is halam and ham and alif and sot, and the Gemara has this. The same passage says, lo tachal ala kham yishivat yam and tachal ala matzah. You shouldn't eat chamei. See to it that it should be matzah, not come to the same it. See to it that it is matzah, not come to the same thing. That can become chomet, can become matzah. Why? Because the only five meanings that are going to this thing are wheat, barley, oats, rice, salt. And those are the things that disqualify as lechem ayin. If it's not from the chameshes mini dogen and it can't become, it's not bole dechimut, all other things are bole dechirchon. Anything else that you mix with the water and you let it sit long enough, it's a different chemical reaction. It's not called chemus, it's called, not that it's not cool. It isn't. It's a different chemical reaction. It's not that the rabbis are defining it as such. It corresponds to Mitzvah. But the thing is not bole dechimut, it's not in the chameshes mini dogen, then it can't be called lechem. That's how the Gemara knows that that's the definition of love. The first condition is you have to have chameshes mini dogen. And then what? And I have to have a pesach lisa in the hand. I have to have some loaf, some kind of a minimum shape, size, whatever thickness, that should be a loaf. That's number two. And then, the Gemara says number three, it has to be baked in a tanner. So the Gemara has now a machlokes, Rabbi Yehonah Mishlokes, Shalom, and Zainam, and Aleph, with respect to that trot. That pasuk in the Tanakh, that the Gemara quotes there, Shalom, and Zainam, and Aleph, that we derive from that topic that it's only called lechem if it's baked in the tanner, what does that exclude? To the exclusion of what? So Rabbi Yechanan says it's only to the exclusion of if it's cooked with mashkin. If you don't have any mashkin and you bake it in a ilfiz, you bake it in a can on top of the fire,
That's also the same as that's the Tana. That's the same thing as the Tana.
And Rish Lakish disagrees and he says, no,
Hapti Dafke a Tana.
What does he have to Hapti Dafke a Tana? So the Gemara has a Shaila. And what if I have a frying pan, a heated up pan, that I preheated? I preheated the pan in the oven, let's say, I preheated it on the fryer, and after the pan is running hot, then I put in the dough, and then it bakes quickly. Now that I put in the dough when the pan is cold, and I turn on the fryer, then it cooks together. Because Mara says, even a shulkish will agree, the test of mice also is silent power. That's also called tanner. That's the same as tanner.
What if a local machine can have to dock the inside of tanner, or it has to be this company, it can't be that company. I don't know which tanner the Chumash is talking about. That company in the days of Matan Torah doesn't exist anymore. So I don't know which kind of a town we're talking about. The Gemara says no. They say Siach when the says he did. The Gemara uses the lashon alam and zayin and alf and stuff. They say Siach first. They heated up the baking thing.
Yeah.
The says he puts on the dough. Even Rish Lakish is masking that. That's not excluded. That's included in that's the same story.
If he did,
he puts on the raw dough. And then he makes the fire, and the pan is getting heated up at the same time that the dough is getting baked. So that's the machlokes HaBeecher and Shlokish. That's the machlokes HaBeecher and Shlokish. How do we pass him when you have a machlokes HaBeecher and Shlokish? So normally, the Gemara says in Yevamis, and Dach Lamed Gov on the house, that's the same number. And Lamed Gov says his quotes over here in Dachim Lamed Zayin, and then he says his quotes over here, Lamed Gov on the house. He's doing a prayer kachelet. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava makes the statement, Rava was the later generation of Amram, says Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amram, he was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and Rish Lakish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. The Rava says, in Gan Shas, when there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, we always pass him at Rabbi Yechon with three exceptions to the rule only, So if you follow the rule, that's how we assume like Rava says, so if you follow that rule, it should come out that we pass him like Rabbi Yechon. The Maite opens, Chayavim b'chalav. The Tosfos says that that's what it should be. The Ri Azokin Bava Tosfos says, even the Ri, the Halachic Rabbi Yechanan, the time alone to Rav, Hilchitik Rabbi Yechanan, Bar Mitzvah, because this is not one of the three. And then they quote Rabbi Yechanan, and a small group of Rishonim hold not so. So there's a reason over here, but it appears from the Gemara maybe that you should pass like Rishlo. So the Machlokes is the Ri, Rabbi Yechanan, how he passed, and we passed like Rabbi Yechanan. My belief is, the Tosfos is now bothered with the kasha that everybody started to ask before. It says, "Boy, and you lachem ha'aretz, when you have lechem, then you have to be machushkalim." So the question is, when are you machushkalim? When you have dough, you're machushkalim. So if there's a machlokes HaBeecher and a Rish Lakish, when it gets to shein lechem, it has to be the tanur. Also, as in Hashem lach mechem the tanur echad, only. Lechem half of the time and kore lechem. Lechem shalei half of the time and the kore lechem. If it wasn't even, and then machlokes HaBeecher and Rish Lakish, what's called tano? Details, basically, they both agree that the word tano is what's out there. And there are just slight details that hit this with the surface here. This is the ganze machlokes. So all the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha. So how in the world is a balabasta machushkala when it's only dough?
Because
he plans to make it. Because that's the Ramban thing. The Ramban answer, since he plans to bake it, and that's the machlokes HaBeecher and Shlokish, how do you plan to bake it? Do you plan to bake it here with the surface? Because you plan to bake it here with the surface. So if you plan to make lechem out of it in the future, but it's very chayiv now in the stage of dough, because that's what it says. Nations are reset techem. I will say techem means when it's in the stage of dough. That's how the Ramban understands. The Rabbi Natan in Tosfos doesn't understand like that. What do you mean you plan to make lechem? But if it's not yet lechem, why should you be mechuyis now while shein tzoyfoy? The Mishnah says in Chaleh, let's say I have this Easter Nigugelos, I mix the flour with the water, and it's already tintum. Tintum means when you mix the flour together, first it's very sharp, and then it gets thicker, then it gets thicker and rises, and it gets thicker and deeper and so on. So when it reaches a certain stage of thickness, then if you eat it, so you have to get your mind, because you're eating several. If your mouth is the chayim so far, so are several. And if you eat several before the hatashah father, just like you need to get your mind if you eat several. From the double generation Yisra, from Shua, so the Mitzvah Shemayim is to eat Tevel from Chal. In America, there's no Tevel, 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 there's So there's not going to be a Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim. Maybe there'll be a Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim B'Rabbam, whatever that may possibly be. There's more talk about Tzarek B'Dei. There's more talk about Tzarek B'Dei. Maybe there's Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim B'Dei. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that is. But there's no Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim B'Dei on ours. But theoretically, it's a Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim. So the Rabbi didn't tell me about it. What are you going to tell me? There's Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim because it's Hashem Sofo. Because he says to make lechem out of it, so they're ready to call Tevel now, Hashem Sofo. It's a little thing. The Rambam tells you the straight face. Yes, yes, yes. You plan to make it with the time that you make the Lisha. You plan to make lechem, so it becomes Tevel there right now. And if you eat it now before the Hafrosh, it's like Mitzvah Shamayim. Even if you change it, if you change your mind, the Ramban learns that's a Mishnah. There is a Mishnah in Chalak that says, Chilot, it says Tzgonim. Tzgonim means sogim, it's done. So Tzgonim, it's done shake. It's done shake. That says, Isa Shek Chilot is Tzgonim, the Seifel Tzgonim, and a Chayav is Tzgonim. Chilasa, Izda, the two terms, Izda and Tugana. Tugana means sponge cake, means not Chagachala. Tugana means something that's not Chagachala. And Izda means real dough, the real Makoy that is Chagachala. So it says in the Mishnah like this. Izda, if you have dough, should Chilasa, Tugana, the circle, Tugana, is not Chagachala. Is Chilasa, Izda, the circle, Tugana, is Chagachala, or Chilasa, Tugana, is Chilasa, or Seifa, is Izda, Chagachala. What is this? What is Chilasa, what is Seifa, what is Tugana, what is Izda, Mamish, like a Zoya, like a Sikvera. The Mishnah is so unclear. So the Ramban says that's what it means. But you just said that's what the Mishnah means. It changes mind. It means Chilasa Tzgonim means the prince can make it like sponge cake. So you make sponge cake, you don't bake it in an oven. It goes up there. You don't bake it in an oven. You do something other than Afir B'Tanya. So Chilasa Tzgonim means the plans not to lead up to Lechem, but then so for Israel, but the self, so it didn't become several yet. But then with the soak, he does bake it in an oven. When he bakes it in the oven, then it becomes black and then it becomes tiger. And if it's Chilasa Isra at the time that he's mixing the dough, he plans to let's bake it in the oven. And then it changes his mind later, his person to God, and he doesn't bake it in the oven. But since at the time of the Isra, he plans to bake it in the oven, so it did become a Chayyavah, either one. Either it's in actuality he bakes it in a banner, or he planned originally to bake that. If it was both Chilasa, this like means originally at the time that he needed the flour with the water mixed the dough, he didn't plan to bake it in the oven. And then later on with the salt, he actually also did not bake it in the oven. So it's neither here nor there. So the Ramban says, hey, not chai mechai. That's how the Ramban is. But the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with anything, any of this. Rabbeinu Tam can't hurt. Rabbeinu Tam holds that that's not shot in the Mishnah. Chilasa means what he planned to do, and Sofa means what he actually did. He doesn't run like that. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with the kasha. When you mix the flour with the water and you plan to bake it in one, so if you can't tevel because you plan to bake it, Rabban says, yeah. Because you plan to bake it, Rabbeinu Tam says, no. It's tevel now because it's already lechem now. How is it lechem now? He comes up with this fine fault. Chilasa means that you had a bila ovo, as opposed to a bila raka. Bila ovo means when the balabasa makes challah, so she makes it so thick that you can't pour it. It's not a liquidy batter. You have to knead it and you have to pick it up and put it over. And you have a lot of the cake mixes that you mix them with a mixer, or you mix it something in, and then you pour it. It pours exactly like water. Come on, and it pours up. So then that's called a blue loraco. And it pours. When it's a liquidy thing, that's a blue loraco. If you have that in time for like this, Chilasa Isa versus Chilasa Tzgonim means Tzgonim means sponge cake. Why is sponge cake a pool? According to the Ramban, why is it called Tzgonim? Ramban says Tzgonim means that you don't bake it in an oven, and Isa means you do bake it in an oven. Why is sponge cake? You don't bake sponge cake in the oven. What kind of sponge cake does the Ramban have? Then the Ramban doesn't run like the Ramban. Then the Ramban came first, he learns a more possible shot. Chilasa Tzgonim versus Isa means sponge cake you pour. So it's a batter. And Chilasa Isa is a thick dough. In the beginning of the Elisha, there was a Blila Ova, there was a thick dough, so they already had the Shem Lechem already now. And even if you plan now to bake it, to cook it, even if you plan to cook it, it doesn't matter. It already has a Chiyuv Challah. Even if you plan now to cook it, you don't need an Afiyah later on. Even if you know the same, it's going to be a Bishul. It's going to have a Shem Lechem later because it has a Blila Ova. But if it's Tzilo, so it's gone in, now it only has a Tzilo Raka, then it'll only get a Shem Lechem. If ultimately you bake it in the oven. If you're not going to bake it in the oven, then it will not gain the Shem Lechem. So then, when you need a baking in the oven, that's the Machlekes of Yechon and the Mishlokish. You're talking on that Lama Zion. They had a Machlekes, what's the din? Also, we have to know Shmolach Lechem and Tamer Rechel. We learned that from that part of the Tzitzes of Himmuch and Koytai. Lechem are also with the Tamer, Koy and Lechem. Only if it's baked in the Tamer. If it's not baked in the Tamer, there's not a Shem Lechem. So up in the Tamer says there in the Tzitzes, on the Dach, Lama Zion and the Bake. What kind of lechem are they fighting about? Even if you're going to cook it. Even if you're going to cook it with water, it has the same lechem that they had a blila of in the beginning. So obviously they're talking about a lechem that only had a blila raka in the beginning. So it's crucial to have an afia later. And afia means afia b'tana. And this is a detail not like this. What's included in tana? What's not included in tana? There's chilasa isa versus chilasa sagrada means how did the Haskola, did it have blue love of blue raka? So for Issa versus so for Simpson, and there he agrees already with the Ramban. That means, did it have an afiyah? Did it not have an afiyah in the Tana? But he says, the Rabbin and Tom Hogi don't always need an afiyah in the Tana to get a Shem Lechem. If you had a Lila also, even if later on you have a Bisho, it'll be Shahid and Chalim, it says it'll be Hamaiti also. Rabbin and Tom says both. It's both going to get the Hamaiti Lechem in her, it's going to get the Fiyah Chalim. You have either Lila also, or you have an afi, either one or the other will give it a shame lesson. If I have a blila over but I didn't cook it yet, you know I didn't come to it, it's not good hamas. This is an equal, but you just point out is a very sore point in the Rabbeinu Tam sheet. Rabbeinu Tam was bothered, what prompted the Rabbeinu Tam to come out with the whole sheet? So he was bothered with a kash. The Gemara says the Mstachim that Lam is designed that it does not have a Shem Lechem unless you have an Afiyah in the Tanur. If you don't have an Afiyah in the Tanur, it's not supposed to be in the Tzarech, that it's not called Lechem. So how is the Balabash with Mafish Kala when it's only a dough? So he says, no, I've been in Tanur. The Balabash with Mafish Kala when it's dough, it's a Gmila Ova. But if it's a Gmila Raka, it's a batter, it's off the, let's say, Tzamshke, you take a Kerati Mafish Kala until after you bake it. So the Shaila, and then the Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing to Hamaitis. Yeah, the Gmila Raka, then it's only Hamaiti if you bake it in an oven. But if you have a blila ova, then it's going to be Hamaiti even if you're just going to cook it. But if you eat it now, it's not Hamaiti.
No, not still.
Not yet. Even. Not Lechem now. It's not, even if it's Shmak the way it is now. You still don't say Hamaiti in that. How did Rabbeinu Tam answer his original kasha? How did Mafish Kala when it's in the state of dough? He was going to hack it. Mafish Kala is not Lechem. So the Ramban says, it's going to be Lechem Hashem Hashem. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree, I'll shame her, so that's the lesson now. So what did he say? So Rabbeinu Tam said, if you have blue love, or you don't need a fear. If it's Bishul, if you do blue love, you never even have Bishul. Rabbeinu Tam goes, I'm asking that it's not called Lachem, it's not Kaim Akala. So that's a problem over here. Rabbeinu Tam is asking, you don't say Hamaiti, so he's asking it to, until after you cook it, you have to have a Bishul later on. If you didn't do a Bishul, it's not going to have a shame lesson. So how did you say your Mafish Kala? So that's a sticky point in Rabin. That's a difficult point. Okay?
The taste is, here what he says, spaghetti. Spaghetti has a green lava, and later on you only do a bishim. The taste is gives over here, French words.
And I doubt the good French words.
So one of the French,
I don't know French.
So you look at the metagram in the back.
He's playing that in the French. So the Mitzargim translates one of the words that it means spaghetti. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, spaghetti should be Hamaiti. That's why there are some people who are machmir, not to eat spaghetti, should learn the Tzarech HaShkuda, because Hashayva the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, and Shulchanok we talk like the Ramban. Shulchanok both in Hilchot Brachos by Hamaiti versus Mizaynus, in Yechot Hamavi, we talk like the Ramban, and they'll be turned on Afir. It doesn't depend on the blue lava. We don't have like that. And Hilchot Chala, because the Shulchan Aruch writes, you pass on to Ramban, it all depends on Afiyah. We don't pass on either or, either blue lava or Afiyah. But the Shach recommends in the old day, and Hilchot Chala, the Shach recommends you should be cautious for the Rabbeinu Tam Shinto. So that's what some people look for Chumrit, they say things the Shach writes in the old day and Hilchot Chala. So you should be mocking for the Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's on our job. Says about spaghetti, but the Rabbeinu Tam would say that people had a blue law, even though later on you do a bishul, you don't do an afiyah. That could be Hamaiti. So there are some who are machmir. So remember, I used to give a shiur years ago when I was single. I used to give a shiur in the yeshiva on Thursday nights on Aruch Chaim. So we were learning this, right? So someone mentioned that there's some who are medaktik, not used to getting less tefasuda. So I said, that's ridiculous. How can it be? There's no shiur at all. Man, you don't have shiur at all. There's no shaykh. The person tells me, well, it's a rabbi's rabbi. I didn't want to discuss it. I don't understand. So I remember once I was sitting in the rush here and the rabbi's rabbi took it. So the rabbi was discussing this. The rabbi's giving a marshal. Someone's reading the Zionist books to speak with him. He's a marshal and did it together. So this same one who was bugging me asked me in the shiur when I was learning our time that was the Zionist is a self of Kamoisi. So he said, in that Russian to Rav Salavetchi, but the Gerdi is a self of Kamoisi. So Tosi says to the Rav, says, what are you kidding? The Gerdi is a self of Kamoisi. He said, I never heard of it. What's up? In a time it couldn't be. That's the Shaila. What's the Vanishaishi? Tosi says something over here. I doubt the Vanishaishi. So the pastor says it can't be together.
Huh? That's what it said. What is that?
Then he's not Mishkala. The guy was at Ganesh, and he stole someone else's grain, and he goes and he does a mitzvah to the Balishwar. Jake says Mubarak, and what's with the prophet, and says, he's the Mubarak on the Menayim. Because the prophet says, if it's there, there, it's me, it's Hashem. The Ganesh steals, and then it's up to Abrache. He does a mitzvah, says, Mitzvah, Baba, there, the Gemara says, and Ishka mitzvah, Ishka Abrache. So now there, it's the prophet of Atol. He's the Mubarak on the Menayim. So the Rabbi Nitzan, Shtel, Tuchan, Elosh, and Abrache, and then he might Mishkala. Normally, Mavish Chala, when you need the dough, you Mavish Chala. How come it says here in the Bryce here, Arei Shukos Osloa Shal Chitim Tchona Vatroa Yehifish Mimena Chala. He says he baked it, and then it's Mavish the Chala after the Afriya. The Bryce Shabayla, you Mavish Chala right away. So what the answer is, it's a Ganes. It doesn't come. Obviously, it's a Kuna Ganes. So why wasn't Mavish Chala? So the Rabbi Tam says, no, he's a London. He says, no, this Ganes knows the dish. He made a Blila Rakha. He's making a fancy cake over here. Making a punch cake. So if you do a Blila Rakha, then you have to not Chai Mechala now. Go and Chai Mechala after the Afriya. According to the Ramban, it's not so. According to the Ramban, if you do a Lila Raka now, to do an Afriya, so the Ramban holds it for any Chai Mechala now. And you can be Mafish Chala now. So the Shah, so the shock right from here today, we should be choshes for the Rabbin and Tam Shita. And that takes also, he says, we should be choshes for Rabbin and Tam in two cases. Let's say, if I do a Lila Ovo and I plan to cook it later on, I don't plan to bake it. So the Shukhanah passed him like the Ramban. If you don't plan to bake it, even though he's doing a Lila Ovo, if you don't plan to bake it, there's no Kiyakala. So the shock says, no, we should be choshes for the Rabbin and Tam Shita. That if you do a Lila Ovo, even if you only plan to cook it later on, you should be Mafish Shabbat. Be Mafish. On a brother, be mafish against the Mekabim, be mafish b'chum. Then the Shach says, you should be choshish for the Rabbein and Tam the other way also. If you do a Lila Raka, that's what you raise the question yourself. If you do a Lila Raka, a function. And you plan to take it later on. So according to the Ramban, according to the Shulchanach, you already tie the Chalam now, you can take a spoon and dip it in the spoon and be mafish Chalam for a brother. So the Shach says, you should be choshish for the Rabbein and Tam Shita, and not be mafish the Chalam at all until after the Afriya. That was that Rabbein and Tam, and that's right here. There is a global source of hidden corner about four, the Hibish and then a Chalam. He's not mafish Chalam until after the Afriya. Because in Syria, it was only a Blila Raka. A Blila Raka, I was asked to do an Afriya that Rabbein and Tam was not before. So you actually do that here. So that's the machlokes again. That's the machlokes between the Rabbein and Tam and the Ramban. How does it go? Nochamo. The Gemara in Sochim and Lamed Zayin and Beit quotes that passage in the Teichachem with a Kaisai that says, that in order to have a Shein Lechem, you have to have offered the Tanur. You might have details, Rabbi Yechon Ashkenazi's details, one is called the Tanur.
It's because it's Tzirch, it's Tzirch, it's Tzirch.
But the Rishonim are asking the question, why do you need Tanur at all? But the Makish Chalom when it's in the stage of dough, before you bake this. So what do you need Tanur for? The Ramban says, that's not a kasha. Well, if you have dough and you have a daisa to bake it, then it's kind of chal. If you have dough and you don't plan to bake it, then it's not kind of chal. And if you plan to bake it and you change your mind, the Ramban says, doesn't matter. Since you plan to bake it b'shat lishua, that's called tilos, and lishua b'shofas of goddess. And if at the time that you needed it, you didn't plan to bake it later on, you do bake it, that's tilos, it's of goddess. So he says, that's a healing finish. And the Rabban Tam says, no, that's not the answer to the question. So the answer is that there are two different ways to accomplish the same lesson. Either with a blila ovra, even if it only ends up in a visual, or if you have a blila rakor, then it has to have an afiyah. If you have a blila rakor and you have to have an afiyah and a tanur, then it's a suvim stochim. That Gemara is only talking about. That Gemara happens to be talking about how to got it. The city begins there. Lama Zainam and Aleph and Sofishad Tanan is an Ishmael and Chala. It says how Suzgonim are Pasuk and Chala. The Gemara wants to know what kind of Suzgonim. So the Rabbi Nitzam says Suzgonim are Blila Rako. It's a batter that you pour. Suzgonim is a Blila Rako. So therefore, you have a requirement after for Asiya and a Tana, and then you have a Makarek of Yechon HaShem. But if you have a Blila Ovo, then you don't need a Tana, then the whole Suzgonim doesn't work. That's a different reason. No, because they do very little. They don't have a whole shear when they do the kneading, they probably have less than a shear.
And the whole basket.
There's not yet the cleaver
problem.
That's it. If you make less than a shear, then you put everything into one big basket. The Mishnah has found the Tachma Shah. But when you have the matzah factories, when they do it not by hand, you're talking instrument. When you have the matzah factories, they have tons of dough. They have it in the kettle, they call it. What do they call it? In the big thing. They have tons of dough there in the kettle. But then when it falls out, the matzah is coming right away. The pastures is what is ready edible before? Yeah, you have to have a minimum. No. Not kind of chalif is less than a shear. The only thing is the shear is then gimel baked in the famous base. 43 1/5 bases. How much is that? That's how to determine. The minigailam is, in America, the minigailam is if you use 3 pounds of flour, then you're not fishkal with that a breath. If you have more than 5 pounds of flour at one time, then you're not fishkal with a breath. Assuming it's a less than three pounds of flour. So you don't even have to be makish it over. You can have that address. That's not important. Here, let's get back. With this, a little introduction, let's get back over here. Nachamol. Now we're back to brachas. And Lama Zion and Eitan brachas, they mark order at the Tesefter, from the Nachas, that says, Hayyam and Nachamol. Hayyam and Makam and Nachas, Yishman, somebody says Shech Yonah. Either the coin is Balak Korban, somebody says Shech Yonah. Then when the coin is Donald Nachamol, the coin is about to eat. The Shiori HaMincha of Minchas Machva Tomacheshin, which is fried, which has tigun, and they break it up into Sisim Kazayim, or Sosa Sapitim, it says Hamotzi Lechem Min Haoretz. So the Rabbi Natan wants to know, why did he say Hamotzi? It has tigun. He fried it in oil. One of them is deep oil, deep fried, the other one is not so deep. If you fried it in oil, just like visual. So what kind of hamotzi? So he says a rice and sheep is a blue lava. So whenever you have a blue lava, that's the Rabbeinu Tam in Stockholm, says like this. It's the same Rabbeinu Tam over here, except that the prints are left out here for Rabbeinu Tam, but it's the exact same sheep as among our rikers. If you eat a lot, it's like this. If it has a din lechem, it's pas. The only thing is pas above the kismin. So God's work is being passed, work is passed up by the kids, and that thing is belonging to their bonus. It's not on the level of their eyes. Whether it's lechem or it's not lechem, that's not to me on the level of their eyes. If it's lechem, then it's good. So Leo Tetrach, it's good lechem on you. If it's lechem, you chai v'chala. And it's lechem, you bench for your chai. But pasta is possible by the kitchen. If you eat a lot, then even though it's possible by the kitchen, as a dinner pasta, that's only a dinner of bonus. So when you get the chiv chala, that wouldn't make a difference. When you get the chiv chala, that wouldn't make a difference. So Nochemol, you have this brisa that says that you say hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. You cannot, even if you eat a ton of farina, you can eat a ton of wheat, you're not going to say hamotzi. It's not going to help if you possess either. So why does it say here that you say hamotzi? Must be done on the level of the rice that has a shame lechem. How can I have a shame lechem if I never had enough fear? It had a tishul, had a tigul. And then the Gemara said it's broken. Lechem half of the time. You call it lechem. If it's not half of the time, if it's a tishul, it's mashkin. So it's not, Kori Lechem.
But there's also New York that you should create some tenders and vendors for the Rappel Tanner. Only New York is only rice.
Mappy Tanner.
Yeah,
Mappy
Tanner. Yeah, it's not rice tenders. So maybe you need to be talking about some May tenders. And then you fry it, like you take them out the grab. Because the guy, you still have to make them out
seeds. I don't know. Somehow Rashi says it goes on Machlas Machesh. I don't remember why does Tesis assume like Rashi? Why doesn't Tesis creep with the whole Rashi basis? They also seem like that, like Rashi. These writers are not Makras and Makras.
They are original. The only thing is Makras and Makras. Not that I'm not sure it's your fake.
Right. So why does it say that it's Hamaiti? Why does it say that it's Hamaiti? If I never had enough tea in the town, or so the Rabbi in the town says that right to his sheet, that what? That if you had a Lila Hover, even if you have a Tisho later on, it's still going to be Hamaiti. He said, but we don't, Mishra Adin, we don't pass on the Rabbi in the town. The Chabad both in Hilchus, Hilchus Hamazin, and in Yeridei by Hilchus Chalav, by both areas, he passed with Malacha like the Ramban. That is all, everything depends on Afiya. If it has an Afiya in the Talmud, then it is Lechem. So what's the Ramban going to do with this happy Talmud? Maybe the Ramban will answer. I didn't find who, how, we don't pass like the Rabbi in the Talmud. Beautiful, there's a quote here, there's a quote there. But we don't pass like this beautiful Rabbi in the Talmud. So we don't have to pass like the Ramban. So what's the Ramban going to do with this writer? So maybe he'll get sign that it only goes on Maki Talmud. Maybe you go off my team and get the basic right now. I don't know. I have to
hint you something. But of course, what gets based in the mass of my face is that it gets based in one piece, one mass, and then you break it, or it gets based right away into small piece and small piece.
I don't know. Well, that's one big thing. Yeah, the Mishnah is in the numbers. How many you have to have? How many Lachamim you have to have in a Mappi time? You have to have a few. How the Gemara has another shayla. What's the din a person takes?
Oh, it depends on the
scholarship of the law. There's a requirement of Tzur Shabbat B'chir. Notice because Lechem on the level of the right, you have that Tzur Shabbat. Then there's another unrelated din on the level of the Rabbanon. Lechem versus Pasa B'chir Kisman. That the Lechem is always on Moshe, the Pasa B'chir Kisman is sometimes on Moshe, sometimes not. So that means a different kind of a Tzur Shabbat. That has to look like a decree. Right, so that has to be a loaf. So you have these long strings. That's not a loaf, Pasa. It doesn't look at all like a lot. So getting back, let's go back a little bit to 5 months ago. On Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph,
The Gemara quoted out the Sefer in Brachot. Right smack in the middle of Lamed Zayin and Aleph. For Hatanya, the Gemara has. It says a person has kiti. A farmer has a bushel of grain, and he takes a piece of a kernel of grain and pops it into his mouth. What Brachot does he say? The Gemara says, "Burning out Dama." That's not burning in the Zayin. One time it's a burning in the Zayin. Is if you cooked it, you baked it, you made it into a dish. But just plain raw kernels of grain. That's what you have to offer. What if you ground it, and you made flour, then you mixed it, then you made a maichel? The Zenon said, it's sometimes mana going to be hamaisi, and it's sometimes not going to be hamaisi, because the brightness, the step, and that's out a little bit. You made bread out of it. Chonavapor, period. Chonavapor, what you did? To bake bread, that's hamaisi. If it's abnormal, you'll say shakol or nothing at all sometimes if it's kosher. It's absolutely unhealthy. But apparently it's not so abnormal. It's just normal. It's not unhealthy, it's normal to you. But it's not, it didn't have its peak yet. So then it's going to be, if it's going to be an abnormal to spend it on the minigun finger. Spend it, the minigun in America, the minigun could be the minigun here is one way, the minigun on the farm is a different way. If on the farm the minigun is that the eating drew all kernels of grain, then you say, what's that normal? The minigun is that you don't eat, it's abnormal. You're right, then it will be shocked. It's not medical, it's in chito, in saora. The one that is normal, one that is not normal. One that's not normal, in fact, it wouldn't say what. So the din is like this. Chonavapur, right in the middle of Lama Zainam and Alpha Tosefta. Chonavapur, he ground it in a flour, then he made a loaf out of it, so the din is how much you let him in oil. Then he goes to Bishlo. Then he's Mavashalit. So what's the din? Is the Bishlo Mavashal the din Lechem? Or is it not Mavashal the din Lechem? If you go for matzah, bracha, you can say it's only an issue of the rabbana, maybe it's lowered from pas to pas above the kishna, because it's slow. When you have bread, it has a certain softness to it, and then when you cook it, it became so soft, it falls apart, then you can say maybe it became pas above the kishna. No, but Igmar has a discussion also in the Yetzer Matzah. But the Yetzer Matzah doesn't make a difference, but it's part of the Baba Kitzen. That's clearly the one of the Rabbana. Even Chassina has such a question. That Matzah Shira is not kosher for the mitzvah on Leil, Leil region Shor Tesla. What's called Matzah Shira? Egg Matzah. So that's what we say. But the Rambam has a different sheet. The Rambam sheet is that only if you mix in one of these four mashkin. What are the four? Yain, Dvash, Kalim, and Shemen. If you mix in anything other than Yain, Dvash, Kalim, and Shemen, those are the only four mashkin that the Gemara mentions in Stochim on Lamed Vav and Merawa. So if it's anything other than Yain, Shemen, Dvash, and Kalim, in the Rambam sheet it says it's not matzah shir, so the mashal take matzah. Come to the Rambam. It's kosher for a little tesla. We don't pass them like the Rambam, but according to the Rambam it would be kosher. So the Minhasinot is bothered with a kasha that if you mix in, if you make egg matzah, the drop is still in the zayin. So if the drop is in the zayin, it means that it's not lechem. So how can it be yaitzeh matzah and little tesla? The Rambam writes a rule that Dutch master that you mevach malo hamaiti, that's good for Leil Pesach. But if you don't say hamaiti, then that's what it's kosher. So the Minchaschinach answers that if you would have been kaveh suda, if you weren't kaveh suda, then it would have been hamaiti. So on Leil Pesach, when you need it, that's called a kisu. That's why the Sfarim also, if I'm not mistaken, that's the practice. And all year long, on regular matzah, not only at night, all year long, they say, and on Leil Pesach, they choose the kaveh suda on the matzah, but they say hamaiti. So that's what the Minchaschinach answers. The Rambam says, huh? Yes, that's... Sorry. If the Kaaba quotes the Shita, then that's called part of the Kaaba. But if it's a bad thing, then that doesn't come up. Yeah, so eventually didn't like that in Hasina because of this time. He said, this whole Chilik is being passed and passed up on the Kaaba. This whole Chilik only exists on the level as well. On the level of the right, it doesn't make a difference. Pass or pass up on the Kaaba and pass with the same Rabbi. Pass, stop one. What's the difference? The pass is pass, Lechem is Lechem. Doesn't make a difference on the level of the right. The other question is it lechem or is it not lechem? The one is possible because like you said, not like you have to know.
extent that you would be covered to Dani Yegmat, you would say Hamoshis. Even if you're not covered to the, it's also called Yachin, and that's good enough to be Yachin, and they'll catch up. But the Raman said, Kol Matzer, Shemibachim Olav Hamoshis is kosher from there. That doesn't mean you actually have to say Hamoshis. Theoretically, you could sometimes say Hamoshis on it, that's a right, that it's past, at least past its potential. So the exclusion of kosher l'peisach, really, if you have kosher l'peisach, really, you can eat a ton of them, and never going to say how much it is, so you wouldn't be right to, because it's not called matter, and that's it.
Yeah,
okay. According to the Rambam, we thought that if you have any matter, it is matar shira. But the Rambam holds that the only four things that make it matar shira, yayin cholos basha shemen. Because there's not anything that doesn't have those four mashkin in it, is good for Leil Pesach. I got the same design in it to the end, and so what? The same design in it. But the Rambam said, the only yaitu with Pashim and Rocham Olam HaMaiti didn't mean you have to actually say HaMaiti before HaMaiti. As long as theoretically the say HaMaiti, that's why Chocha said it has a shame, Pasach Bobby Kisim. If it wouldn't be Pasach Bobby Kisim, he would never say HaMaiti, even if he commenced to die. There's one that has a shame pasta by the kisser, so that's all you need. From Master Gerard, you need to have a shame about it. Then Hakuna doesn't answer like that. Then Hakuna says,
mitzvah,
then you eat. The mitzvah actually, so you're eating, the shame mitzvah is called a hashimah, it's called a shmiyah. So therefore you say, I might say, so therefore you say. So that's the sign of what he means. It's in the Rabbanan, says it's in the Raisa. The whole, the Zionist version, how much is only the Rabbanan? You don't need that in order to be able to be in the Raisa Master. In the right, then it should be lechem on. Lechem, so lechem it is anyway. I don't think so. It only helps if the Atriya Suda is in part of the Kisnan. But if it didn't have Atriya, it had Ishul, Tigun, even in deep, the deep dry with a lot of shame. So the third of the Ramban holds that it doesn't have a shame lechem at all. You're not Kaifa Kali even. It doesn't have a shame of Tigun to eat a ton of it. It should never be Hamaitim. It should never be Hamaitim. That's the Kasha. So according to the Ramban, the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have Nafi Afiyah. And if it doesn't have Nafi Afiyah, you'll never say Hamaitim. So that's the Kasha that I've been upon there. So how does this test in Menachis? How does it say that you say Hamaitim? And the Minchas Machot and Macheshes, unless the Ramban will deny it. It goes on Minchas Mapitana. Okay? It doesn't go on Machot and Macheshes. Rabbi Tam is following Rashi, says that these girls are Machlas and Macheshes. And Rabbi Tam has a different shot in the success that goes only on Machlas. So now getting back to Omer Aleph. Alam is Zayin Omer Aleph. The success doubles up the demon. It says you have the raw kernels of grain when you eat them. It's both your Adama. When you grind it up, you make flour. We're not eating flour. So he says, you eat flour, they should wait to death, that's going to be sharp. We're not eating flour. So he grinds it up and he bakes bread. Then it's understood that it's hamoshi, because that's regular. The writer doesn't have to spell it out because it's understood. Then, after it already has reached the level of hamoshi, then he's mevashalit. Now what's the din? You have challah or matzah, something that has already become hamoshi. Then you cook it. Does it retain the brach of hamoshi? It doesn't lose the brach of hamoshi. So what should the din be? So the Braitha says it depends. His man shapus is kayamais, it's hamaitis. His man shapus is kayamais, it's very minimizing. What exactly does that mean? Yeah. What kind of halacha is that? Kayamais is kayamais.
It's all apart together.
It comes up yate, anomad day. Comes up omer ad yate. That's where we're up to.
We left to 4 months ago.
So Omer Rav Yosei, that 20 lines on the top of Lamed Zayin on the base in Brachim. Hai Chavitza, this is Beit Yehuda. This is a big problem what this is. What does Chavitza mean? The first basis is going to work with Rashi. So Rashi learns Chavitza, this like the room, Kazayit means I had bread, that was Hamosi. And then later on I cooked it in Mashkin. So what's the din? So the perfected salt in
filter.
Yeah. Good. I put it in the first. If it has a kazayas and then I took care of it maintained. But the filtons were probably only designed for the din. I don't know, if you eat a ton of filtons.
What about
you?
talking about your husband.
I don't know, you can eat some of them. I'm not so sure that that would be a nice thing. It should be like we see the Karima. Some doesn't have a source across the world. Rav Yosef is commenting on this Tosefta. When this Tosefta quoted in Roman Aleph says, you have bread that starts off as hamotzi, and then I cut the bread up into slices, does it still retain the bracha hamotzi? Will assume yes. And slice it as salami. And then I take this bread and I cook it, a little bracha, and I cook it in soup. Does it still retain the bracha hamotzi? So the bracha says it depends at the time that you cook this. Well, the food is kayama for that, and the food is kayama for that. What does that mean? How big does it have to be? So the Yerushalmi learns like Rashi, the Rav Yosef is interpreting the Tosefta to mean that they're the size of the kazayu, then he changes the bracha, and if it's less than the kazayu, then it's only burden in the day. What kind of a din is that?
It's happening about all the food like a pot, because the food has that shape of a kazayu. So the one to put it in the cooking does not take away the pot. Not the pot, the same pot. This is why that needs to believe that when we move things arise from the mincha, that is also speaking about the conjunction between the two, that the mincha that the chofet was first or for, and then he was the target, therefore it doesn't move the pot. Then the move goes to
work.
No?
No. I wish that would be the pshat. No, it's not going to work. We'll see in the face. The Gemara is not going to work. I don't think so. Nachamo. What's the din? I had bread, and then I baked it, and then I cook it later on. Is it still on mochi or not? So the Bible says sometimes yes and sometimes no. Why sometimes yes, sometimes no? So, do we have a cloud? Is there such a cloud that Yesh Bishalach Arasi, Yesh Asiyach Adisho, what's the story of Shabbos? Where did that come from? No, they didn't start the Shabbos. Started from Tzoch and from Matzah. Started from Kodin Pesach and from Matzah, right. And Shulchan Aruch and Hilchot Shabbos is put on the Tinyan. Read knowing Bishalach Adisho. But Yesh Bishalach Asi, Yesh Asiyach Adisho. Where did that come from? Because there's such a day in the Shemin, in the Mark Stokman, around Afnem or so. Around Afnem. So the end of the second period, that they learn Yesh Bishul Achati Yesh Afi Achadisha. If you hold Yesh Bishul Acharasiya, so what that means is that if you have a matzah or a challah that is baked, and then later on you cook it, so when you cook it, it's Yesh Bishul Acharasiya, and it wipes off the text history, and it's no longer considered awkward. Now we're going to the Shabbos. So therefore, they want to say by Hilchot Shabbos, if you do, I'll take a challah and I'll put it into a pot of soup, burning hot pot of soup. So they say that Yesh, even though normally Yesh is not a bishul, here the challah never had bishul, but only had a fear. So now I'm doing a bishul like a fear, so they say that would be a chashu for their life. That's what they say, you shouldn't put the challah, you shouldn't put the...
You shouldn't put the noodles into the pot,
and you shouldn't even put it into the soup bowl and then pour the soup directly on top, because we say that Eli is Mavashua today, Kriko, and we say Yesh Bishul Acharasiya, so that'll be a violation of Bishul, even though the Kutan's already, even though the soup's not already had an Asiya. So when you want to pour burning hot water on top, that's going to be Yesh Bishul Acharasiya. And then the Ramah even has a further Chumrah based on the places in Perakira that we learned back a few years ago. That even though there's no Bishul B'Krishenim, that means if you put in a tidbit, there's no Bishul B'Krishenim, put in salmon that you're not going to eat. Or you put in water, that's going to blend in. But what if you're going to put in soup nuts? You're going to put in some raw food, that's going to be a solid, and you're going to leave it there, and you're interested in eating that too. Not that you're interested in that you add flavoring to the other thing. Let's say I have sugar, which I add to tea, and a cliche, I add the sugar, and I stir it, and the sugar dissolves. So then, you don't really see that I'm eating the sugar.
Or let's say I put in, this has a piece of lemon. I put in a piece of lemon in the shrimp. I can eat the lemon. The lemon is just out flavor, and then I drink the soup and I eat. I drink the soup and I eat the lemon. But then I say, and this will be crescendo. That's the diminution.
What if I put a double goose
into a crescendo and it's like a burning hot dog for lettuce and the double goose, not only for the sake of adding flavor to it, I'm going to eat that double goose. And then it's mechnik in the Russian. So the Li has a taishan, you know, it's mistukas, what shot is in the Mishnah, the Gemara, and we're machnon shulchan aruch, that's mechnik in the Russian. So that's why the Rambam has this chumrah. Not only should you not eat the combination of a cucumber, you say, yes, you shall have a rafi, a blood in the midst, that's in the second way. Based on the census there in talking the end of the second time, yes, you shall have a rafi, and you say that yes, this will be concerning the double goose. If you're going to eat the double goose, there's no problem. The only thing in this will be concerning the double goose. But a double goose, if you're not going to dissolve, and you're going to eat it, there's nothing to the mouth of the touching of Dunham, you're not even allowed to put in the soup lumps into the bowl of hot soup after you pour the soup in. Learn the boy while you're pouring the soup on top and skewing the rasha for the pizza. And if you already put in the soup, then you put in the soup lumps also, you should be knocking it out too, until it's already no longer yaksoletta. You know, who wants to eat soup?
So you should first pour it on the top into another KV and then set them.
No, we're talking the ladle versus lower. Since you put the ladle below the surface of the soup in the bowl, in the pot, so everything below the surface of the soup doesn't matter. The soup, even if it's not on WH, if it's still in the pot in which it is cooked, it's finished. But then when I put the ladle in, even though the pot is not agape reish, you are machma, that's the shayla and achrenim, and you're a day, and the whole Shabbos may machma, that once you put the ladle below the surface of the soup, the ladle is swallowed up now, so everything is not finished. But then when you take it out, the soup and the ladle are still finished. Then as when you pour it on top of the soup, now it's also ewe. It's also ewe finished. That you're not allowed to know. Okay, that's the problem. So those we shown in the separate, which there is a Gemara in Sochim with a Gemara discussed to have a matzah, which was baked, and then I cooked the matzah later on. So the Gemara says, matzah mu v'shelet, you're not yetzah. Matzah mu v'shelet, one time it says, matzah mu v'shelet, you're not yetzah, only if it disintegrates.
Yeah.
I cooked the matzah and it falls apart. Chomet, you don't have to have a shame lechem. A matzah, in order to be able to look, to be chayt kohet, like you learned in Agimor. In order to be chayt kohet, it doesn't have to be lechem, it could be schnapps, it could be beer, it could be anything. But in order to be able to get this matzah well set, it has to have a shame lechem. So if it's integrated in Noyach, there is no shame lechem. But we don't pass him like that. We pass him even when in Noyach. A matzah mu v'shelet is not good. What's wrong with matzah mu v'shelet? The one shot in Taisi says, one shot in Taisi says, Agimor is laying on brachas himself. One shot is because it's matzah shira. It's a different kind of matzah shira. And whenever you cook the matzah, that's called the matzah shira. Another shot in the Gemara in the Rishonim is not matzah shira. Because yesh bishal achar atziya, and the bishal is mevatele atziya. So it's not called lechem because it didn't have an atziya. Oh, so Rabbi Natan says, just a minute, why is it not called an atziya? Because that's only in a funny kind of matzah that never had a legal offer to begin with. Chacham Nayakina, that's what we're talking about over here. It's not the normal kind of matzah. We normally bake matzahs the way they make these manas there. The matzah always has the blue law book. So it comes to Rabbi Natan, even if the bishul will undo the atiyah, you still have a blue law book. And how does the bishul? So it's still going to be hamotzi, it will still be lechem, unless you take matzah shiur. It's kind of a different story, but you can't say the bishul undoes the atiyah, then you're left with nothing. According to the Ramban, you can say that. The bishul undoes the atiyah, and then if there's no atiyah, it just wipes off the history of the atiyah. So lechem, if you didn't have an atiyah, it's not called lechem. That's how we talk. According to Rabbi Natan, it's nicha. According to the Ramban, the way we talk in is nicha. That it's only called lechem if they had an atiyah. So we understand the Gemara. If you do a bishul following the atiyah, and one time in the Gemara, if the bishul undoes the atiyah, this bishul has an atiyah. So lechem that didn't have an atiyah is not called lechem at all. Well, if it already was the size of the column before, the same table is not going to be undone. But according to the Rabbi Nisam, who holds that if you had a blila ova, once you had a blila ova, then you don't even need an afir later on. So this is the whole Gemara that talks about a bishul following the afir, undoing the afir. You're going to have to explain the halakha of the Maaskinon. You have to explain the halakha of the Maaskinon that it only had a blila rako before.
But if I had a blue love, then there wouldn't be any tongue. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says here. And that men are from an hour. I've always been a visual. And men are from an hour from Sotom. I've always been a visual. The visual is not going to tell us lesson. Where the Perusha married the Gila Rako. Point of the Rasha was not this of Gila Rako, point of Rabbeinu Tam. They could envision the Rabban. They never heard it. Point of Rabban is a question for you. And saying the Rabbeinu Tam thought that everybody holds like this. But if you have a blue love, you don't need an Asiyah. So what about if the Bishul on does the Asiyah? Well, the Purusha is going to be Rashi learns that if you have a Bishul on does the Asiyah, and it's not called Lechem, how do you undo the same Lechem? There must be some Mila Raka, because if you really had a blue love, or there's nothing to cause Lechem to the Pirish Liyah. As we said before, no. If it's Mila Raka and it doesn't have a Pirish Liyah, then all the time I'm on Mila Raka. But if it's Mila Raka, then it's an operation to Judah and Rebbe, and I'll take that out. So my kind of life is on time ahead, even if it's Mila Raka, it still looks like Lechem, that's wrong. So Rashi learns the Shah, because the issue is about the Rashi, the issue of Hakir, and to that place Lechem, how does it become like Lechem? So according to Ramban, it's Toshim. According to Rabbi Nitzan, you have to spin on your head and give a hacham and matzina. So if you're talking about a blue or red. Now let me say, you've gone to the different shahs. The research, you say, when you do a tissue, it's called a matashira. You have to learn that Rashi law. That's the Toshim says this is Shabbat. I'm talking then now, from an hour, it says to give a mask of the Lord of the Mishra. But here, we started the Hagdama.
No, this is complicated.
If you look at Rashi, on the, when Rashi speaks about that the Tuna Rob. So Rashi says, going out, the Osmo is a Kishahen Apir. What does Rashi mean, a Kishahen Kishahen Apir?
He already was, it's not raw. Like the Rashi, who is in there, it's not raw.
It's Hatzolah.
One of them Hatzolah. You know, Hatzolah is raw.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Rashi Shenapis was baked from the oven already, then he breaks it up and
it says Rashi can't learn like this, the Hefes now, we're going to have to learn, we're going to learn the top papers. Basic money can do. Rashi has a reason why he can only go on Machbat Mahesh. Rashi cannot learn to go on Mahesh. Once you say not like Rashi, we don't talk like Rashi. We say we talk like the Oroch, like the Rabbeinu Hanan, that says it's going to close. And then you say whatever you want. But according to Rashi, it has to be Machlat Maya. Okay. Okay, so the next week, we'll see what we're
He hasn't been to Vegas, but not to eat it in the Vegas state.
I don't know. You have to learn some more tomorrow.
Oh, well, actually, you can't eat it. You make a more soup. You measure, scratch it up, and you make it more soup.
So, what happens?
You can't eat the mushroom.
Yeah.
You can eat the mushroom.
Yeah. No, they have mice, so we do have to let later on. Yeah, as long as you don't need anything else. Yeah, yeah. Not to know what. Okay, most of the Hagdama we finished. Most of the Hagdama we finished. That's an interesting footnote. The Rav told us that when his mother got married, the Rav Chaim told her that when she baked sponge cake, she need not be mafish chal. Apparently he watched her once and she's mafish chal on sponge cake. He said she need not be mafish chal on sponge cake because chal kutzorik is only the rabban. Even chal on earth, the man is only the rabban, but still they're more coolers. In the man kutzorik and daf chazan, they're more coolers than chal kutzorik than there are chal kutzorik as well. The amount of coolers than chal kutzorik that don't apply to things in earth, they're only the rabban. The chal kutzorik, we have a lot of coolers. We have chankers, you can make all our mistaken. Chal kutzorik, you're not required to be machmir, and on sponge cake, you don't have to be mafish. I found it first. The question is, what do you mean you have to be mafish chalak? Who holds you don't have to be mafish chalak? According to the Rabbi Nitzan, sponge cake is a blila rakel, but you have an afiyah. According to Rabbi Nitzan, all you need is an afiyah. So what do you mean you make a hushik? So there's one opinion in the year he has on Zadeh and Yeh Shemin,
that in order to be chazachal, you have to have both. You need a blue rubber with an aflia. That's what he meant, that if you make a b'chutz l'aretz, it's a shvera for it. I don't know if that's what he meant. The sum of what he meant was the following: that they raised their hands of sugar. In times of Rami Yehuda, in times of Chaim, 100 years ago, there was a big circle. The bakery, when the bakery, like the bakery is not Nafish Kala, and all of these things on the blue were rotten. They're not Nafish Kala. But Rami Yehuda says that they have to be Nafish Kala because they have enough fear. Trying to have any time, trying to have Bible holidays, you have to have Nafish Kala. How is that? Half a minute, so he says, what do you mean half a minute? They don't know what they're doing. They never asked a shayla, a bunch of shkotzim, they took the law into their own hands. You're not allowed to follow the basis. They're doing wrong. You have to say to them now, they're doing wrong. But he says, if you have a blue or rock, or, and then you do a bishul, then you're not crying. So he says, maybe, since it's a liquidy batter, since it's so liquidy, very liquidy, maybe it's called a bishul. Maybe that's not even called an atheist. Mm-hmm. Ah, you have to be baking. It's hard though. It's not going to be liquid. But he says at the time that you're baking and it's so liquidy, maybe that's called a bishul. But he holds it, that's the right time. He holds that it's not true. But the word Zayim will help that's called a bishul. But it's not called an atheist. Maybe that's what Abchaim meant. I don't know, but that's what the Rav told us. He said Abchaim told her, his mother told him that after she got into this, she got mad. Abchaim told her that a chalak kutzlot is in the nature that you don't have to be mafresh on sunshine. You can rely on those person. Which person? Unless he meant in the Yui. The Rav told us over and he said to rely on those, he didn't identify who. He said to rely on those that you need both. That you need three love with that for you. The Yui she says, there, I don't know. That's where the Rav said over there. Maybe what he meant was, if you lie on those, I mean, maybe those servants, those contemporary, well, that's not even called an atheist, it's called a fish. That's another shot. So we know next week we're going to have to get a little more into this subject. We didn't really start. Yeah. 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 What happened over here to the finish? Everything is back. It is, okay. You'll be buried next to your father, you'll die like your father. His father is another Rabbi Zara. The letter says on that pasuk that Rabbi is Terech Bichu. Terech is a Chayi Bichu. So the Rav in the Drasha that Mr. Nordlich is kind enough to give to many of us, the copies of it, the Rav in the Drasha here, they should be up to something a little more foolish than that. The Remnants, they want to come to us, Terech Bichu. Terech Bichu. Do we have anything more foolish than that? So he pointed out Beis Panaramban, and at the end of Parshas Noyach, you read the way Terach, next to the rest of Ika Terach, it's Avram and Amit Roy, Ben Horan, Ben Menor, Terach, Allah, Terach, Terach, Avram, the way he's speaking, the Rukhaz, and Vamach, the Terach, the Canaan, they were on their way to go to Eretz Yisroel. Why did Terach decide to go to Eretz Yisroel? What's the demand you found to go to Eretz Yisroel? So the Malbim quotes in the name of the Abadanel, a whole interpretation, that Nimrod was on the warpath over here. By Yom HaPar Al-Penei Tarachavi, the Eretz Moladis of Yurkaz, what happened to him? He, Avraham Avinu refused to be an Eretz Avinu Zareth, and his mother mentioned he went into the Yurkaz and he walked out alive. So then Haran said, hey, because it worked, thou lost a child, and then he got killed. He died in the Ur Kazdim. He died in the Ur Kazdim. And Terach said that they're going to persecute, they're going to keep on persecuting him. So Terach was Mishkan Maimon, he was also another Rebbe Zara. He was the same idol manufacturer that he was before he didn't change. But he wanted to still be in his energy life. He didn't want to persecute him. So he said, I better get out of here. That's how the Malbim quotes from the Abad Benel. So that's why he was moving away in order to take his choice. The Rav said, based on Ramban, that perhaps it means a little more than that, that maybe Terach was drawn Eretz Yisrael, like a magnet, maybe that's the sense of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this part of this, Vayikach Terech as Avram Benoi, Vayikach Yitam, Lelech as Eretz Yisrael, maybe he on his own was crazy to children, he was drawn to Eretz Yisrael, maybe that's the mocker that is more mafurish than the other part of later. Maybe here that he says that he began to be a crazy to children. This is an interesting idea. The Pasuk says that after the novel was over, Loyach offered korbanos. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira writes, Malcolm on his death, Mechuzim the Yosef. And his death in the Beit HaMikdash has to be built in a specific place. You cannot build it wherever you want. Why? They quote the tradition that the tradition says comes from the circuit of the Rav Lezer, that that spot is where Adam Arishon brought, the Gemara says Adam Arishon brought the carbon there, and kind of ever the person said brought carbon and there brought carbon and the Akeda, but the Raman quotes from the circuit of the Rav Lezer that is all on the same place. And then the Raman writes, and that's the Mokoyim where Adam Arishon was created. Somehow they sensed it on their own a bit of it. Adam and Cain and Hevel and Noah. And the Rebbe says the same by Avraham Avinu by the Akeda. So he told them, I will tell you which one. And then how did he know later on? He says, Vayas HaMachim HaRachayt. Vayas HaMachim HaRachayt. Vayas HaMachim HaRachayt. And then the Rebbe says, it's the On and Koshin Al HaHar. And he felt on his own, he sensed on his own, that must be the Har Maria. He felt it's the Hashra Tashkina. And then the Medrash says that he asked the Shneim, he asked the two Avodim, they didn't see anything. He said, ah, Shulachem Pamachamah, you can stay here. What only did he see? They didn't see this. You have to sense it. If you're not attuned to that, then you won't have that, you won't sense that. If a person is a sensitive individual, so then he'll be drawn to that spot and he'll be able to notice that there's something there. That's why she quotes the Medrash, if you have spoiled meat and you eat it, so you're going to get sick. If a dog eats it, he's going to get sick. So we have the Yiddishish body, and the Yiddish Nisham is different from the other family. If we eat, you're there to trade it. An explosion is going to occur. Even if you eat the shaykhik, it will have a negative effect. Even if you eat the shaykhik, you have enough to eat, it won't have any effect. The bodies are attuned to certain things and sensitive to other things. They're allergic to something, and other people are not allergic. Here also, like the Chazanish writes like that, when you talk and learning. So he says a person has to be an able individual, a balmidus, in order to sense certain svaris. I'm not talking about doctors, because svaris are above there. We're talking about chazanis, they're not those kind of svaris. We're talking about regular svaris, the kind of svaris that he just said. But if a person is not, sometimes if the person, the shaman, the person's personality, is not so able, that he won't be able to sense certain svaris. It's the same over here. If a person has an able in the shaman, then he'll be able to perceive certain things in the world, certain looking at bigger things in the world that other people will not perceive. So this is taken as a signal that Terach was claiming to show the fact that he sensed that there's something there in Eretz Yisrael that attracted him like a magnet. Other people would not be attracted. The fact that Adam and Rishon can figure out on his own, the fact that Adam and Cain and Hevel and Noach and Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, the fact that they could sense, they all sense the exact same, Malcolm on the earth, the exact same spot. And the Pashtus doesn't say that. They all had a historical tradition that this is from Shem, Shemimer, Yisra, or the Mauritian. Somehow they said it on their own that this was a problem. This Kush, we all have to work on it. As a person will aid himself. As the Medrash says, how did Avraham Avinu figure out Kola Tarakub Ashelen Yisra? So the Medrash says, Florian Yeretz, he figured out on his own. If you look in the world, if you have the sensitivity, you can figure out. Most people cannot figure out what's right and what's wrong. They don't see any, they don't sense any magnetism, they don't see any wrong and culture on our heart. Yeah. If you have the right sensitivity, and you have the right able side, then you can have these...
All right.